This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Oh man, I have no idea what I'm doing anymore, but we're going to keep doing it. Man, let's just get into it.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicator.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Fist in the air, over mistakes. Or fist in the air, over the jakes. Being vision impaired, holding a tray. And that tray pound, lift up the fair from out his face. And you vision impaired, over awake. For the face that the jakes penned as being a nigga. So we give him everything that he think a nigga should take. And you ask him how to spell it and he respond. Please make up your mind, you niggas is either niggas or you ain't. All black everything, Bobby Seale fit with a tray. While I'm untwisting my chains. Celebratory moments of a glass or a bottle in the air.
A little Sky Zoo to get things started. I'm not sure why that snippet jumped out at me this week, but it is what it is. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And I thank you sincerely for tuning in, giving me a little bit of your time. Really appreciate it. It means a lot to me. I apologize. I did nothing last week. I took the week off from podcasting, rest of life continued. It never stops. But, feeding into the theme, I guess this is my last episode of Suicide Prevention Month, but feeding into that theme of mental health and everything, you know, life never stops. And, I'm trying to reach that point where, you know, life on life's terms and, I deal with things as they come, but it's rough and these times are rough, but we still here. We still making it. Like I said, our track record for perseverance and survival is impeccable. If you're listening to this, you dope. You've survived a million things you didn't think you could. And we're going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. So I'm back doing the show. Shouts to my man Jay from Just Say Words podcast. He put out a tweet last week about, you know, dope solo podcasters. And your boy made the list, so I'm excited about that. I felt pressure this week, like I needed to put something out. Somebody saying I'm doing a good job at this solo thing, which is still weird to me. But yeah, if somebody shouting me out for doing it, then I need to do it. So here I am. Man, the Sheffy lease update this week and last week. What did we do last week? I don't even remember what we did last week. I know we did orange mug cakes. My daughter is, I've got her hooked on mug cakes. Like, she would literally just sit and watch, YouTube playlist of mug cake recipes and it'd just be like, Dad, we should do this one next week. It's so dope. It really does something for me. Like she's really embraced this and she's into it and she's suggesting things to me that we should make. And so yeah, she watches these mug cake videos and she'd be like, Dad, we should make this one next week. Dad, we should do this one next week. So yeah, that's super dope. She's also, her new thing is propositions. So she'd be like, Dad, I got a proposition for you. And man, I swear to God, this stuff freaks you out when like a 4-year-old says this kind of stuff to you. You don't know, like, you don't know what to do. She'd be like, Dad, I got a proposition for you. Like, huh? What? Okay, proposition. And, I don't even remember what the proposition was. That's how much it caught me off guard. Like, it was strictly the fact that my 4-year-old was making a proposition that it still boggles the mind. And this is how smart she is. Cause I tried to flip it on her. I tried to flip it on her when it was bedtime. You know, and she's 4. So she fights sleep like a champ. Like she is the sleep fighting welterweight champion. She's dope as fuck when it comes to fighting sleep and arguing about it. But yeah, so I tried to flip the whole thing on her and I was like, you know, I got a proposition for you. And she peeped game. She saw it coming. She was like, a business proposition, right? I'm like, God damn, business proposition. All right, now I got to try to make this a business proposition. But yeah, that's my little sweet pea, man. I love her to death. So we did orange mug cakes and I think roasted green beans last week. I ain't taking any pictures because I don't know. I felt like maybe I was getting too. It was just pictures of the food and it was never like pictures of us. So yeah, I got more like video of her and her little chef outfit with the apron and the hat. And yeah, I avoided the food. This week, it was a light week on our Chef Elise stuff, but we did do fruit and yogurt parfaits with raspberries and blueberries. They were quite delicious. My daughter has a thing with raspberry. She puts a blueberry in the raspberry, and it's like a special treat. She likes giving them out for Valentine's Day in September. I admire it so much, man. I wish I could go back to that time where like there were no rules and you didn't understand all the boundaries and limitations. Like they didn't exist to you. So like Valentine's Day in September. So yeah, what's the big deal? Like this is what we doing. I got raspberries. I got blueberries. I put them together. It's Valentine's Day. Tell me it's not. And who has the heart to tell a 4-year-old it's not Valentine's Day in September? I don't. So yeah, shout out to Chef Elise. We are doing big things and she is super interested in the cooking and baking and the mug cakes. So I don't know what the cuisine for the food truck is gonna be, but it's coming. And keep your eyes out for it. 14 to 15 years from now. Make your reservations now. They're gonna run out. But yeah, that was my dope time with my daughter. Love her to death. What else, man? What else? Yeah, man. Pray for my homie. I ain't even going to say his name because I don't want to put his business or anything out there. But like, I'm worried about one of my close friends and kind of lost contact with him, which in my world, in this recovery world, like you sort of become accustomed to it. And that's another like very difficult thing for mental health. Like if you know somebody in recovery or... Well, probably in a lot of places, but you know, I speak from what I know, from my experience. So yeah, in the recovery community, you kind of get used to like just abruptly losing people and either like literally losing people, like, you know, lives is lost, you know, people pass away from either mental health issues and suicides or relapses and overdoses and things like that. And sometimes you lose people because they just go back out. Like, you know, you'll have people that you talk to on a daily basis. And then one day you'll look up and realize you haven't talked to them in a week and you can't find them. You can't get in contact with them. You can't reach them. They're not answering texts. You know that they exist. Like you see, you know, infrequent updates on their Facebook page or that they was online at this time or whatever, but you know, they either ducking you because they don't want you to know what's happening in their life at the moment or they just out there in some crazy shit or whatever. But it happens a lot. Matter of fact, like in rehab, they told us, like, don't make friends. Like, you know, you in rehab with these people that's all going through the same thing that you're going through. And this is, I mean, if you're in rehab, you're probably in one of the most fucked up times of your life. And you're in there and they tell you, like, don't make friends with these people because they're going to fall off. You're not going to, you know, you're not going to know most of these people in a very short amount of time. Like I was in a facility with probably like maybe 90 to 100 guys. I was in an all dudes facility. Don't judge me. But it's like 90 to 100 guys. And they would tell us almost on a daily basis that like one or two of y'all are going to stay sober. And say, so, you know, so their message was like, don't make friends because it's going to hurt when you get out of here and people start falling off. And it definitely happens. So I'm asking y'all to pray for my homie, send good vibes out. Hopefully, you know, everything's okay. And this is, you know, just a short stint. He'll be back. But yeah, man, that's definitely weighing on me. What else? Man, not too much else. I had a pretty good fantasy week. I left a lot of points on the bench. Got like 80 points on my bench between three players, which hurts. I'm realizing the experts are as dumb as I am. I need to stop paying attention to the experts and follow my gut feeling. I had some gut feelings this week that I didn't follow through with. And so, it cost me points. It cost me like major points. Let's see what I got. Let him know. Almost always go with your first choice. Hey, man, like, sometimes you gotta listen to yourself. A lot of experts, everybody out here is full of information, and I'm realizing that so much of it is bullshit, like absolute bullshit. So sometimes you gotta rock with what you think, you know? God gave you instincts and stuff for a reason, so sometimes we gotta stop looking at everybody else and figure things out for ourselves. Sorry if my voice is going in and out. I got the soundboard off to the side, so I gotta like turn my head to find sounds and stuff like that. Loaded up some new sounds. Well, just one. I might use it. We'll see. Oh, man. Drinking Mountain Dew at 6 a.m. in the morning is not a good idea. I'm gonna crash at some point today. Man, what else we got going on? I did want to mention this real quick. You know, I've been doing this campaign, I guess, for lack of a better word, for weeks, months now, about like, you know, crickets and like ignoring the nonsense, like not feeding into it, not feeding any energy into it, responding to it or having something to say about it. Because you give it life, like you give it life. And it happened. So I say that the situation I'm speaking on this week is the Tory Lanez situation. I know that there are people out there that, you know, in this vein of protecting black women and supporting our black women and, you know, and black men standing up and I don't know, you know, taking on that cause, that you want to see this outrage and this backlash towards, you know, anything that Tory Lanez does right now. And I get that. I get that. But in the business that he's in, for me, in my mind, the best way to pay him back for his transgressions is to ignore the fuck out of him. I would not know he put an album out had it not been for everybody, you know, the outrage and the backlash that he put an album out. And I heard it's trash. But like, we talking about this trash album from this dude that we don't want to support, but that's publicity. Like, I had no idea he had an album out. I wonder how many other people had no idea he had an album out. And then because we talked about how trash it was, wanted to see how trash it was. And maybe he got a couple extra plays from people who would not have been checking for him for any other reason. But like, there was so much brouhaha about it. Like, I'm telling you, especially in the business that he's in, he needs to be in the public eye. He needs people to talk about him, which I'm doing right now. So fucking up my own point, but but man, just crickets, man. Ignore these people. Don't give them any push, man. Don't give them any energy. Nothing. Zero. That's what y'all do to me. So y'all don't be giving me no energy. I'm gonna do something crazy. I had a whole idea for this podcast. Like, I had a whole plan for this podcast, and then the Breonna Taylor charges came out, and it didn't seem like the time. Like, you know, didn't seem like the space to do what I wanted to do. And not because I felt like what I wanted to do was wrong or somehow against women or something like that. I felt like it probably would be taken the wrong way. I had to read the room, which is what I'm trying to do. So I'm saving that. When I got it in the tuck, we'll see if we can do it sometime in the near future. It's going to be mad controversial. Might be the last episode of this podcast. I said that a couple times and I'm still here. Like, it's my platform. Y'all really can't shut me down. But y'all can keep up with the crickets. Hurts worse. I swear to God, it does. Nasty. All right. Anyways, what else? Man, I need to catch up on my podcast. Right before I was doing this, I just hit up Twitter to see if there were any topics I could pull from. And I saw that Drea's Point of View, you know, one of the shows that I definitely think is dope and I do pull a lot from. I haven't listened to the episode yet, but the new episode she dropped is about, do you iron your clothes or not? Now, the fact that this is a question is perplexing to me. I know because moving from DC to Texas, that was one of the things I kind of like picked up on. Like Texas, DC can be a little pretentious. Like Texas is way more laid back. So, and that's one of the things I enjoy about being here. I don't want to say Texas, Austin specifically. It's super laid back. You know, you can go damn near anywhere in flip flops and shorts. I have friends that, you know, to come in from out of town and I'd be like, man, let's go downtown and do something. And they be getting all dressed up. Ladies be getting dolled up. Dudes be trying to, you know, put on their nicest shit or get all dressed up and cloned up and everything. And I'm like, dog, it's not that kind of party. Like it's not that serious down here. And one of the jokes I'll make is like, man, you ain't even got to iron your clothes. And that's real. So I guess I do know that there are people out there that don't iron their clothes. Ironing is a necessity. If we got to go somewhere and you have not allotted time for me to iron, we going to be late because I got to do it. And I don't care whether or not you think the shirt looks fine or you think the pants are fine, the jeans, nobody's going to care if they iron or not. Got to do it. I don't feel comfortable. I'm not going. I'm going to be worried about my wrinkles the entire time we out. And it's sick because like I'll wash and put the clothes in like a bin, you know, to bring them upstairs from the wire. And I just take them out the dryer and dump them in there. So they just dumped in there, balled up, whatever. I don't even shake them out or nothing. I just straight out the dryer into the bin. And they may sit in that bin until it's time for me to put them on. But that means I got to iron them. But it's going to happen. I'm going to iron it. I'm not leaving. And matter of fact, another one of my pet peeves when it comes to ironing is I hate seatbelts, man. I hate seatbelts. I do all that ironing and get in the car, put a seatbelt on, fuck my whole shirt up. Technology has got to, you know, reach a point where there's like a wrinkle-free seatbelt or some way that I could put on a seatbelt and it don't wrinkle up my shirt. I spend too much time ironing that polo shirt to get them ugly-ass creases in it because the seatbelt got me all balled up. And now I'm in the car looking uncomfortable trying to like smooth out my shirt and be safe at the same time. I don't know. I'm not a big proponent of starch. I'm just reading like the description of her episode. I'm going to definitely check it out. You should too. Not a big starch person. And I will do the cleaners though. I will let somebody else wash and iron my clothes. If I want to save myself. I probably still would iron it. Like if I took it to the cleaners, let them wash and iron it and give me everything back folded or hung up or whatever, I think I still, in the moment it was time to leave, would have to just like bump it down real quick. That's what I call a quick iron. You bump it down. Just a quick pop, pop, pop. Done, done. I started using the steam irons a couple years ago. Those work well for my t-shirts and stuff. Like, I'll put out a t-shirt and I can steam iron and let the wrinkles fall out naturally. It gets to be all smooth and soft and supple. It sounded real sexual, but it isn't, I promise. Yeah, I hope y'all have gotten used to these rambling episodes, because it has been super difficult to try to think of content and things to talk about that weren't going to depress me or take me to a certain place. I don't know. I've been really feeling the itch to do something musically recently. I don't know if I am or not. I'm too much of a perfectionist when it comes to that. Like, no, nothing is ever good enough for me, which is why I never made it. I think, that's the reason I'm going to give. I'm in my mind, it couldn't have had nothing to do with talent, because I'm dope as fuck. But the reason I never made it is that I'm just too much of a perfectionist. It takes me too long to produce. And in what I produce, I'm not proud of or something. I'm not passionate about, so I don't push it because nothing ever sounds good enough to me. So as much as I want to do it, like I don't want to do it because I know that I know that zone. I know the zone that puts me in where I'm just like super judgmental of my own stuff and then end up spending months on something that I don't want nobody to hear because I don't think it's good enough, you know. And the more you tell me that it's dope, now I don't like you because you a liar and you just feeding me shit. Like, the human mind is a son of a bitch. I don't, like, that's one of the few times I'll use that word. It's not cool. It's amazing the stuff that it can convince you of and the rabbit holes it can take you down. So again, like one of the greatest lessons I learned in recovery is that I am not my thoughts. You know, I am the awareness of my thoughts, but I am not my thoughts. My mind is a tool, and it's going to try to predict things. It's going to try to use information it has to figure out stuff that it doesn't know. And so it's going to extrapolate and tell stories and all of that. And that's not me. That's not me consciously doing those things. I get to be aware of it and maybe make decisions on what I'm going to listen to and what I'm going to file away and stuff like that. But I'm not my thoughts. So I don't know. Maybe that helps somebody. I'm just throwing it out there because I really am rambling. I did see, and probably we'll end on this, just a PSA from your boy. Weird news story from last week. Apparently, this was in Vietnam. Somewhere in Vietnam, police seized 345,000 used condoms that were cleaned and sold as new. This is where we are right now. So I don't know if you're buying your condoms in Vietnam, but I'm going to advise against it. How do you even get a team together to do this? Like, how do you sell this as a caper? Like, that what we're going to do is we're going to get these used. Where are they getting? Who's supplying them? The used condoms, who's saving the used condoms, supplying them to somebody else to clean and repackage? Good Lord. Like, I don't even know where to unpack this. Vietnam and condoms don't need to go together right now, because that's what they seized. 345,000. They say that the bag weighed more than 794 pounds. So they're guessing the amount. Nobody sat and counted the 345,000. I hope. But a 794-pound bag of reused condoms. I know me and Rich did an episode about it a while back about people like the CDC having to put out PSAs and stuff about not reusing condoms. Like, I know times is tough, but come on, man. Like, I don't know. Come on. Like, this ain't the way. This ain't the way. But what crew was talked into this? What crew was like, yeah, this is a good business model. Like, who started off the, I got a proposition for you. A business proposition? Hell yeah, it's a business proposition. What we going to do is we going to get these used condoms. Like, Jesus Christ, man. And apparently the owner of the warehouse said they had received a monthly input of used condoms from an unknown person. The fuck? This is a month? So it's just like brothel condoms? That's the only place I could think of you getting 345,000 in a month. Like, these got to be coming from, you know, sex shops and brothels or something like that. And these are the ones that they cleaning and reusing. What, how do you clean? Why would you want to handle that? Like, why? I have so many questions that I don't want answered. I do not want to understand the mindset that allows you to do a thing like that. I can only think that it's got to be severe poverty. Like, you got to be really in a situation where you got no other opportunities for you to be like, I'm about to clean some used condoms. Like, we got to do better as a world. If we're creating situations where this is an attractive business opportunity to someone, we got to do better as a world. I already donate the stuff because people catch me on the street and I don't know how to say no. But I'm getting more charity. If you got a charity that somehow contributes to folks not getting in the used condom business, hit me up and I'll throw some money at it. I don't know what I can throw at it. I'll throw something. I'll put something on it. I promise you. All right, but that's enough rambling for me today. If you sat through this whole thing, you're a trooper. You're the real MVP. And I love you. But, man, as always, please check out my man, Zaya Fitness on Instagram. Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram. You know, I keep saying I'm going to get in shape. But when I do, that's going to be the coach that gets me there. We've been talking a lot of nutrition stuff. Yeah, he was down there with some chickpeas or something earlier today. Can't do it. I'm going to try though one day. But yeah, Zaya Fitness on Instagram. Hit him up. He can get you right. TTCharities.org. Always got to shout them out. In times like this, matter of fact, I'm going to hit up Tavares and see if he knows some charities that I could contribute to do something about this used condom situation. This is not right, people. The world is gone completely off the rail. This is the straw that broke the camel's back for me. This is too much. This is too much. So yeah, ttcharities.org. I digress. ttcharities.org. Please check them out. See what you can do to help. You know, donate time, money, clothes, books, whatever it is they need. They always got some sort of a drive or program going on to try to help our folks out. So ttcharities.org. Please hit them up. Do what you can. Also, you know, if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter or any of the social media things, you've probably seen something for the missing children. My homie has his two little girls have been missing for, man, longer than I can count at this point. Like I've lost track of how long it's been. That's how long it's been. So his little girls have been missing. If you hit up any of my pages, you'll see the videos and the post about his two little girls. So please check that out. And if you have any information, let the authorities know so we can try to get this father back with his beautiful daughters. And you know, send your prayers and everything out to him as well. So yeah, prayers for all my homies, prayers for everyone, prayers for the world, prayers for anybody who got a hold of one of these used condoms. Like, pray for them. They need it. But I'm gonna stop trying to make jokes because I feel like the shit is not hitting right now. I need a laugh track or something.
Shut the f-
okay. All right. I'll take a hint. That wasn't even the button I thought I was hitting. So that's a hint.
Nothing.
Anyway, that's it for me, man. I appreciate y'all listening. I'm gonna keep trying to put content out. What is TWS.com? Check out the website. Get a shirt. Support in any way that you can, but listening is support enough. So I thank you for it. Until we speak again, y'all be safe, be the light, and be easy. Let's rock out.
Let's slow it down like river on the serve. Bottle shaped body like Mrs. Butterworth. But before you say another word, I'm back on the block like I'm laying on the street. I'm trying to stop lying like I'm Mumbra, but I'm not lying when I'm laying on the beat. On guard, a touche, Lupe, cool as the unthaw. But I still feel possessed as a gun charge. Become as correct as a porn star. And a fresh pair of steps and my best phone call. So, I represent the first. Now let me end my verse right where the horns are. Like, I gotta testify.